Our next news items include how dozens of new masts are being installed along our rail network, and the city is cautiously gearing up to reopen cultural events. First, watchdogs have warned people about scams involving Aviva and Royal Mail.
Officers in Norfolk County Council issued the warning after receiving a number of reports about automated calls. The caller states there is an Aviva credit card payment pending for £900, and in order to cancel the payment, people need to press 1. But Trading Standards officers said these messages are spammed out randomly to huge numbers of mobile numbers, hoping to trick people into sharing personal details. The messages often claim accounts have been frozen, that money is about to leave the account, or that there is fraudulent activity with the aim of panicking the recipient into reacting. Our advice is always be very wary of claims made during a cold call and never give or confirm personal or financial details unless you are 100% sure you know who you are talking to. People can report scams via 0808223113. Watchdogs have also warned Norfolk people to watch out for scam texts claiming to be from Royal Mail. Officers in Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department had a number of reports about texts from people in the county. The texts claim people must pay for a Royal Mail package with a link to make that payment or action will be taken. But Trading Standards officers warned anyone clicking on the link would be taken to a fake version of the Royal Mail website, which has been created to fool people by using the same branding, layout, and font choices. This site will then attempt to gather personal and financial details. Our advice is always be wary of claims made in unexpected messages and never click on any of the links or open attachments contained within them. People can forward messages, including the phone number or company name, to 7726 for free, while they can also be reported on 0808223113.
Dozens of new masts are being installed along Greater Anglia's rail network to improve phone reception for train travellers. A total of 24 masts have already been installed across Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, Essex and London, with 11 more to be put up over the course of the year. The operator aims to boost phone signal in areas where it has been historically weak to boost the performance of its onboard Wi-Fi and systems on new trains that require a 4G connection. Greater Anglia is working with Mobile Network EE to carry out the improvements. Head of IT Projects, Clinton Smith, said, "This important project will enable us to ensure we have reliable 4G coverage across as much of the rail network as possible. It means our train systems can operate smoothly and reliably, as they will maintain a good signal and passengers can benefit from uninterrupted free Wi-Fi and mobile phone coverage when travelling with us. It also offers the added benefit of improving mobile coverage for communities in the vicinity of the masts and for the emergency services in rural areas. 8 of the new masts are to be in Norfolk, while there are 11 more in Suffolk and a further 9 in Essex. 6 more will be in London, with the final one being put up in Cambridgeshire. Last year, Greater Anglia increased bandwidth on its new Stadler trains to keep browsing speeds high when using the free Wi-Fi offered to travellers. This will now be boosted by the new masts, which will use EE's 4G network for the further benefit of passengers while also helping to support the work of emergency services.
Norwich scientists have identified a new genetic weapon in the evolutionary arms race to combat blight in potato crops. Late blight, the cause of the Irish potato famine in the 1840s, continues to infect potato fields today and can cause devastating yield losses. While resistance genes in plants provide a defence against disease, single resistant genes often act against a limited range of pathogens and can be overcome by new variants, said researchers. But scientists at the Sainsbury Laboratory based on Norwich Research Park have found an excellent source of new resistance genes against late blight in a wild plant related to the potato. A team led by Professor Jonathan Jones explored the genetic defences of Solanum americanum, the ancestor of the widespread UK wild plant Solanum nigrum, also known as black nightshade. In a study published in Nature Plants Journal, they highlight a resistance gene named RPI-AMR1 and its many variants, most of which will recognize both of the two related virulence proteins carried by the late blight strains. Professor Jones said, "I'm delighted to see this important work come out in print. It took a long time, and there were many false leads and confusing data to make sense of. But this RPI-AMR1 gene now looks like one of the best resistance genes in our armory against late blight. By combining RPI-AMR1 with two other resistance genes, I think it can make a durably blight-resistant potato."
Plans are stepping up for the return of cultural events this summer in response to Boris Johnson's lockdown roadmap announcement, but organisers say it will not be plain sailing. Events such as Comedy in the Park are set to go ahead after the Prime Minister revealed June the 21st as the earliest date when all legal limits on social interaction are lifted. Discussions are ongoing regarding Norwich Pride and the Killers concert at Carrow Road, with no updates on these eagerly anticipated events at this stage. And despite the optimism provided by the government's roadmap, there are still elements of doubt for some Norwich events this summer. Phil Cutter, co-chairman of Norwich City of Ale, said a Zoom meeting will be taking place on Thursday this week to discuss the options for this year's potential event. He said, "It normally takes 6 months to organise the City of Ale, so we may have to consider whether we look at something later in the year or focus our thoughts on making 2022 bigger and better than in the past." Organisers of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival have also struck a cautionary tone, with the event initially scheduled to take place between May the 14th to the 30th. Step 3 of the roadmap, out of lockdown, has been set for May the 17th. Daniel Bryan, Norfolk and Norwich Festival Director, said, "We're delighted to note that the government's proposed date of May the 17th to open indoor venues and allow outdoor performance coincides with our festival planning. However, we're aware that there is still a way to go until the green light can be given for this date. We are grateful to everyone for bearing with us while we work out how we can be with you this year safely. Whatever happens, we intend to have the festival in some capacity, be that online or socially distanced, whatever the safest way forward might be." Local music venues have welcomed the government's announcement, with the Brickmakers on Sprowston Road set to launch an outdoor music event on May the 30th, with 8 acts already booked. The University of East Anglia is scheduled to welcome an array of well-known musicians this year, including Becky Hill, Codaline and the Fratellis, A spokesman said they were excited to welcome gig goers back. The last year has also been hard on the workers and artists who run and put on events, he said. We are committed to supporting the return to our venues of customers, artists and performers as quickly and safely as possible. This is subject to understanding how the government intends this to work. As well as being welcome news for local bands, the government announcement has also raised hopes for summer events like the Old Buckenham Air Show, scheduled to run from July the 30th to August the 1st. Event organiser Matt Wilkins said, "We are not taking it as an absolute given. If everything does not go to plan as set out by the Prime Minister, then we would at least transfer all tickets to 2022. We are all seeing what happens, but really we are looking at what was written, and there appears to be a fairly minimal consideration for COVID at that stage of the summer. Judging by the reaction on Facebook, lots of people are keen to come, which is extremely gratifying, and it is building up to be a sizeable event."
One of the most well-known dinosaurs in the world will finally stomp its way into Norwich Cathedral after the coronavirus pandemic twice saw its arrival postponed. Dippy the dinosaur, which ordinarily stands proudly as the centrepiece of the Natural History Museum, was on its way to Norwich when the pandemic hit last year. The enormous Diplodocus cast was in Rochdale's number one riverside when outbreak began, with Norwich set to be the next stop on its nationwide tour. The prehistoric behemoth was originally scheduled to arrive at the cathedral on July the 11th, 2020, but when COVID-19 restrictions threw a spanner in the works, the visit was postponed till January 2021. However, it again became clear that this date would not work, with the country in the midst of a third national lockdown. Now, though, details of the famous 26-metre-long dinosaur's visit have been confirmed, with the attraction set to take up a three-month residency in the cathedral. The eagerly awaited visit will begin on Tuesday, July the 13th, when Dippy stomps its way into Norwich Cathedral's nave. And visitors will have more than 3 months to see the beast, with the exhibition remaining in situ until Saturday, October the 30th. The cathedral is the eighth and final stop on Dippy's tour before being returned to the Natural History Museum in London. The very Reverend Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich, said, "We are delighted to be able to announce the new summer 2021 dates for Dippy tour at Norwich Cathedral. The past year has been an extremely challenging time for everyone, and we hope the new dates for Dippy's visit will provide people of all ages with something exciting to look forward to in the year ahead. Our team is working closely with the Natural History Museum to ensure we are really make the most of this amazing opportunity for Norwich, Norfolk, and the wider region." She added, "As we prepare to welcome our prehistoric guest, our planning is being continually updated in line with the latest guidance to make sure that we can offer visitors the safest possible environment."